This call is being recorded.
All right, we're talking with analyst Jessica Rodella about the her analysis of three altcoins, Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin. So we're going to use our new altcoin model here, and why don't you talk us through your ratings on Ethereum, Jessica?
Yeah, we can start with Ethereum. And the first bucket that we're going to go over is really the market and advantage behind it. So if we're looking at what problem Ethereum is solving, I think it's pretty clear cut. You know, it allows independent programmers to create their own applications and use them on a decentralized blockchain. So for that, I figured it was a pretty highly identified and high potential. Gave that a 5 in that section. And as far as the customers,
I'm going to add color commentary. So I think that's like we probably want to start each of these, you know, analysis pieces with kind of a plain English description of like what is it. And I think that's pretty good. It's like a platform that allows programmers to create their own applications. Most of the ICOs out there that are being created are built on Ethereum. So ICOs are kind of the killer app for this platform.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Go ahead.
Yep. And as far as the customers, I'd say it's a pretty reachable and receptive audience. You know, Ethereum was really the big altcoin that redefined how we look at blockchain. So I think that I gave that a 4. There are, you know, other platforms out there, but Ethereum is really unique. And I think it has a huge loyal customer base. So gave that a 4 in that section.
And it's emerging as the standard.
Right. Right.
Yep.
And I think that it has a pretty strong value story. You know, when customers adopt the Ethereum platform, huge value is added to the business, you know, with speed and ease of use for developing on that blockchain. So I gave that a 5.
And you've got all the network effects of everybody else sort of buying into the same platform. And so you got lots of other developers, you've got lots of other support networks, things like that.
Right. Right. And I think that as far as the market structure, the entire blockchain market and industry is pretty emerging. So I gave that a 4. It's a new market. There's a lot of potential there. But that being said, there are a lot of regulatory risks. So that score went down a little bit on that just because it is highly regulated.
Yeah, I guess this is sort of like it's like the early days of the web, where you
right.
had like these early kind of like whatever standards or, you know, the first big browser was Netscape and everybody said Netscape's going to take over the world. And remember like Microsoft had this huge battle to take over dominance with Internet Explorer trying to unseat Netscape. And today nobody knows what Netscape is. So it could be one of those, or it could be the thing like, you know, like IP or some kind of basic protocol that just becomes embedded in the fabric of all these new applications.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard to tell as everything is so new, but hopefully these ratings will give us a place to start to dissect all of this. As far as the market barrier to entry, I really just take that score from the economic section. So we can go over to that. I gave it an overall total of a 3.5, and that came from analyzing the threat of new entrants, the threat of substitutes, degree of control in suppliers and prices, and industry rivalry. So as far as threat of new entrants, you know, I give that a low. I give that a 1. There are so many new players and coins entering the field. So there's no, you know, that it's a constantly evolving market for sure.
And it seems like every week, like a new ICO launches, that essentially wants to unseat Ethereum. You know, they've got some kind of new platform or new twist on the
mm-hmm.
blockchain platform.
Exactly. So the threat is high, but when we look at the threat of substitutes, I think that threat is low. While there are all these new players, Ethereum definitely has the advantage. So I gave that a 4 just because it's not, you know, they're not the only ones out there, but they are doing it the best at this point.
Yep. Okay, I agree.
In terms, when we look at control and suppliers, Ethereum is completely decentralized. There is no third party. They're not reliant on a third party. And once we go into our review of Ripple and that sort of an altcoin, that is a little bit less decentralized. The number will differ there, but as far as Ethereum is concerned, there is no reliance on third party. So I give that a 5.
Yep, great.
And degree of control on prices, I gave this a 5 as well, because for, application developers who are building and developing on the blockchain, they are entirely reliant on the crypto network to be developing and building. So depending on how the Ethereum-based blockchain wants to charge for that, customers are going to be reliant on those prices.
Yeah, once you're locked in, you're locked in. Like,
And
there's
that
a huge
entire
switching cost to like getting off of that once you've built it on top of it.
Exactly. Yep. And then if we look at industry rivalry, I mean, as far as the competitors and the competitive landscape is shaped, Ethereum is top right now. So I gave that a 5. And then, of course, we have R&D. This is something that requires a large amount of research and development. So that, dropped it back down to a 1 for that. And overall, that gives us the 3.5, which I plugged back in to the upper one. When we look at market barrier to entry, that I gave it really a 3.5 there.
Okay. Sounds
So
good.
we can scroll down to the competitive advantage. And here, we're really looking at the technology and the team behind the product. So the blockchain platform here, this is a 5, strong existing. There's so many altcoins, that are dependent upon it. So I thought that was a flat 5 right there.
Yep.
Yep.
Agreed.
And with lead time advantage, I think Ethereum really does have the head start on the product and technology as well
Huge.
as resources. So that's also another 5 from my perspective. And if we look at the contacts and networks and key people behind it, this is an extremely talented team. They're well developed, lots of advisors. I think that this is, 5 for both of those. So for competitive advantage, it's really a flat 5.
Yeah, and I think mentioning the Ethereum Enterprise Alliance is important because they've really spent a lot of time creating that, which is like a, I believe, my understanding is it's like a consortium of businesses and enterprises that are using Ethereum or want to be part of it or kind of like a board of advisors. And that's important because they built the community and the ecosystem around that technology. And I think that's a critical piece of any of these is like
100%.
getting a community built around their technology, whatever it is.
Right. And now there's all these Fortune 500 companies that are really, making that commitment to build and expand their own business models on the Ethereum platform. So that's huge.
Yeah.
And I think
Good.
this stems over into the management team. We discussed their entrepreneurial team is very strong. A lot of wide industry and technical experience and a lot of intellectual honesty. If you look at the blogs and the forums, they admit on there what's coming on the roadmap. If there are areas that they're trying to improve on, that's all extremely transparent. So I think it's a 5 all around on the management team as well.
Although not the most inspiring speakers, from what I've heard. But we'll forgive them that.
Yeah. So I think we can move on to the token. If we look here, the token is 100% required. You need that. It's pretty necessary in order to develop on the platform and all of that. You really need to be able to have that token, and it is a highly differentiated value for that. So those are 5s in my opinion.
Yep.
And it's also, as we mentioned above, decentralized. There is no third party. The users are doing the work. As far as token supplies, there is a fixed amount. So, that's not going to be inflated at any
Yep.
point. And Ethereum is on all of the big public exchanges. It's extremely easy to acquire. I mean, I personally got mine from Binance and Coinbase. So I think that that's huge, and that's also another 5. And it's a functioning product. There is a big concept beyond the white paper. So this is something that people can leverage and use.
Yeah, Doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then our last bucket really is startup strategy. This is something that, you know, I think it is technical. I gave this a three here because it is a technical concept, but once you understand the blockchain fundamentals, it is fairly easy to grasp. You know, it's allowing a method for developers to build. So I think once you can understand that basic concept, it's the value is there. It's just going to take some time, I think, for non-technical individuals to grasp what blockchain is.
Yeah, I agree. It's moderate difficulty, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a three there for me. But in terms of novelty and buzz factor, you know, this is unique. This is the first really unique blockchain that goes above and beyond what Bitcoin's network can do. And I think there's a lot of social buzz out there. So I gave five for both novelty and buzz factor.
Well, a lot of people talking about it, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think overall that really brings it rather high. I know we talked initially here about exit strategy and we're not really focusing on that anymore, but I think if we, let me see if I remove these, how it affects my numbers. One moment.
Yeah, the more we talk about these, it seems silly to have exit
Yeah,
strategy in
completely.
there.
Let's see. So really, I mean, that brings it doesn't change it. But for the short term potential, I mean, we're looking at a 4.78 and long term is 4.46. So
Right.
I mean, we'll have to see over time which of these factors affect those most.
Yeah, and that feels right. Like that feels like where it should be.
Good. So that was Ethereum.
Right, so I'm going to stop the recording and I'll restart it. One sec.